Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled God's Discipline, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. All those I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Remy was a very sickly person. When she received the Lord Jesus and was baptized in the Holy Spirit, she was no longer sickly but became very healthy. A time came that she became overtaken by a dieting fad. She started to believe that her diet was all that mattered with regard to her good health. Because of this, her faith for health was now in her good diet and no more in the finished work of Christ. Because of this, she became very sickly again. After doing everything she knew, including prayers, Remy concluded that her depreciating health was God's will. But she was very wrong. Good diet is good, and it is God's will for His children to be careful with what they eat and how they live. But when Christians follow diets so much that they forget that it is ultimately the power of Christ that is responsible for keeping them in good health, they would walk out of God's divine health and make themselves absolutely responsible for their health. This means when an affliction is spiritually orchestrated, they will be vulnerable. Many Christians go through situations that are a result of their spiritual ignorance, but some erroneously conclude that it is the discipline of the Lord or what they are going through is the will of the Lord, when it is not. Go into today knowing that when God disciplines His children, it is to bring out the best in them, not to destroy them. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Amos chapter 1 to chapter 4. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Amos chapter 1 to chapter 4.
The Book of Amos. The words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa. The vision he saw concerning Israel 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah was king of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Joash, was king of Israel. He said,
"The Lord roars from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Carmel withers. This is what the Lord says.
For 3 sins of Damascus, even for 4, I will not turn back my wrath. Because she threshed Gilead with sledges having iron teeth, I will send fire on the house of Hazael that will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break down the gate of Damascus. I will destroy the king who is in the Valley of Avon and the one who holds the scepter in Beth-Eden. The people of Aram will go into exile to Kir,
says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Gazer, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because she took captive whole communities and sold them to Edom, I will send fire on the walls of Gazer that will consume her fortresses. I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter in Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron till the last of the Philistines are dead,
says the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Tyre, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because she sold whole communities of captives to Edom, disregarding a treaty of brotherhood, I will send fire on the walls of Tyre that will consume her fortresses.
This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Edom, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because he pursued his brother with a sword and slaughtered the women of the land because his anger raged continually and his fury flamed unchecked, I will send fire on Teman that will consume the fortresses of Bosra.
This is what the Lord said.
For three sins of Ammon, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because he ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to extend his borders, I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah that will consume her fortresses amid war cries on the day of battle, amid violent winds on a stormy day. Their king will go into exile, he and his officials together,
says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Moab, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because he burned to lime the bones of Edom's king, I will send fire on Moab that will consume the fortresses of Kerioth. Moab will go down in great tumult amid war cries and the blast of the trumpet. I will destroy her ruler and kill all her officials with him,
says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because they have rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his decrees, because they have been led astray by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed, I will send fire on Judah that will consume the fortresses of Jerusalem.
This is what the Lord says.
For three sins of Israel, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. They sell the innocent for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the heads of the poor as on the dust of the ground and deny justice to the oppressed. Father and son use the same girl and so profane my holy name. They lie down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge. In the house of their God they drink wine taken as vines. Yet I destroyed the Amorites before them, though they were tall as the cedars and strong as the oaks. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots below. I brought you up out of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to give you the land of the Amorites. I also raised up prophets from among your children and Nazarites from among your youths. Is this not true, people of Israel?
Declares the Lord.
But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. Now then, I will crush you as a cart crushes when loaded with grain. The swift will not escape. The strong will not muster their strength. And the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground. The fleet-footed soldier will not get away. And the horseman will not save his life. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord. Hear this word, people of Israel. The word the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family I brought up out of Egypt. You only have I chosen of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Does a lion roar in the thicket when it has no prey? Does it growl in its den when it has caught nothing? Does a bird swoop down to a trap on the ground when no bait is there? Does a trap spring up from the ground if it has not caught anything? When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the fortresses of Ashdod and to the fortresses of Egypt.
Assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria. See the great unrest within her and the oppression among her people. They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, who store up in their fortresses what they have plundered and looted.
Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says.
An enemy will overrun your land, pull down your strongholds, and plunder your fortresses.
This is what the Lord says.
As a shepherd saves from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear, so will the Israelites be saved. Those who sit in Samaria on the edge of their beds and in Damascus on their couches, hear this and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord.
The Lord God Almighty.
On the day I punish Israel for her sins, I will destroy the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will tear down the winter house along with the summer house. The houses adorned with ivory will be destroyed, and the mansions will be demolished, declares the Lord.
Hear this word, you cows of Bashan on Mount Samaria, you women who oppress the poor and crush the needy, and say to your husbands,
bring us some drinks.
The sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness.
The time will surely come when you will be taken away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks. You will each go straight out through breaches in the wall, and you will be cast out toward Harmon,
declares the Lord.
Go to Bethel and sin. Go to Gilgal and sin yet more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 years. Burn leavened bread as a thank offering and brag about your freewill offerings. Boast about them, you Israelites, for this is what you love to do,
declares the sovereign Lord.
I gave you empty stomachs in every city and lack of bread in every town. Yet you have not returned to me,
declares the Lord.
I also withheld rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. One field had rain, another had none and dried up. People staggered from town to town for water, but did not get enough to drink. Yet you have not returned to me,
declares the Lord.
Many times I struck your gardens and vineyards, destroying them with blight and mildew. Locusts devoured your fig and olive trees. Yet you have not returned to me,
declares the Lord.
I sent plagues among you as I did to Egypt, I killed your young men with the sword along with your captured horses. I filled your nostrils with the stench of your camps, yet you have not returned to me,
declares the Lord.
I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a burning stick snatched from the fire, yet you have not returned to me,
declares the Lord.
Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel. And because I will do this to you, Israel, prepare to meet your God.
He who forms the mountains, who creates the wind, and who reveals his thoughts to mortals, who turns dawn to darkness and treads on the heights of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.